نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, tonight is the 11th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1442. In Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, Aqsa al-Mubarak, and most parts of the world. And we know during this month of Rabi'ul Awwal, the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place, the auspicious and honorable birth of the Master alayhi salatu salam occurred. The Wafatun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also took place during this month, the demise of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hijrah, the migration from Makkah Mukarrama to Madinah Munawwara also occurred during this month. Our topic for today, youngsters, before the Mubarak birth, the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, certain extraordinary events took place. We belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and one name, collective name for all these incidents, we call it Irhasatun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the meaning of Irhasat? Irhasat means that we are laying the foundation for the imminent arrival of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So tonight's topics will be these Irhasat. We will discuss about 10 of them in the time allocated to us, inshallah, and that will show us how the whole world was ready and prepared for the arrival and the Miladun Nabi, the honorable birth of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah Jalla wala mentioned the first incident. This happened about 50-55 days prior to the Mubarak birth of the Master alayhi salatu salam. There was a person, his name was Abraha. He saw the people coming to the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, from time immemorial, and jealousy, envy overtook him. Why are people going there? So Allah forbid, let me go and then decimate, demolish the Baytullah, Kaaba Musharrafa, and build my own big palace here, people will come here, and so forth. That was his conspiracy, his scheming, plotting and planning. Lo and behold, children, you should know this, that when we come to Makkah, then Mina, Muzdalifa, 3 M's. You know, you got your BMW. So the 3M, M3. So remember the M3, Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifa, that constitutes the Haram. Arafat is out of the Haram. So they came with a big elephants, remember that, Abraha and his elephants, and they came right to the portion between Muzdalifa and Mina. Even today if you go, so Muzdalifa ends here, Mina starts there, in between you will see is no man's land basically. That is called Wadi Muhassar. Imagine how near to the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. Allah Jalla Wala is Qadir Mutlaq. It is His authority, His sovereignty, His majesty. Almighty Allah, 50-55 days approximately, prior to the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the honorable birth of the Master alayhi salatu salam, sends small little birds. Wa arsala alayhim tayran ababil. Almighty Allah sends the ababil, and then they throw it down, and every stone is hitting its target. Small little pebbles and big effect and impact. with the power of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The Meccans who were there, when they saw the size of the elephants, they took flight and they went on the outskirts of Makkah. They said, Allah is Rabbul Bayt, He will take care of the Baytullah. And when they saw this, then they realized that something extraordinary is going to happen. So that is the first incident we should all know. بُلْهُلِدَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ عَامَ الْفِيلِ. In that day's ijma and consensus, the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam auspicious birth took place during the year of the elephant. It was the month of Rabiul Awwal. It was on a Monday. So all this we have unanimous decision on that. So this we call irhas. So the foundation is being laid and set for the imminent arrival of Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's father is Abdullah. So Hazrat Abdullah now, that after the marriage, his father sends him that you must go now towards Gaza and Palestine, and you must go there to Hashim. You know Gaza? Gaza is famous for three things. Gaza is al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah. The Western world say Gaza. We must use the Islamic terminology Gaza. So Gaza, Wulidan Shafi'i rahimahullah, Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah was born there in the year 150. The day Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah's demise took place, that same day Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah was born, and is mentioned in the Muqaddama, Introduction of Hidayah, by Allama Marghinani rahimahullah. So Imam Shafi'i was born in Gaza rahimahullah. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's great grandfather Hashim is buried there, you must remember, in Gaza. Why is he called Hashim? He used to bake the bread and used to welcome the Hujjaj and the Zayirin. And Hashim refers to that person who is preparing the bread and the rolls and all the naan and what have you in our vernacular. So that is why he's called Hashim. So he's buried there as well. Now third incident. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, honorable father, marriage took place. Now the grandfather said, you go that side. He went to Gaza, and lo and behold, when he was returning from Gaza, he came to Madinah Munawwara, and yeah, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mother conceived already. So that he went, he passed us away there in Madinah Munawwara. That is Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's honorable father. And now you must remember Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mother, Sayyida Amina, is here in Makkah Mukarrama. So listen to this. This is authentic hadith in Musnad Ahmad and in Musnad Hakim Ibn Hibban. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after some time, explains to the ummah what happens. Ana da'watu Ibrahim. This is second irhas. I am the result of the dua, supplication, petition of Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. And when he, Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, and his beloved son, they reconstructed the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, and then he made dua. Father making dua, son saying Ameen. Which dua he made, O Ummah? Rabbana wabath fihim rasulam minhum. O Allah, you send the final messenger from these people here in Makkah Mukarrama, and he will be the greatest, the mightiest, the most precious, the most beloved to Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala. Ana da'watu Ibrahim, chapter 2, verse 129. The dua of Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam was made for me that time already. Wa bushra Isa, the last messenger of the Israelites, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, he informed humanity and the people, وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولِيَاتِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدِ. And he, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, gave glad tidings to humanity. The final messenger will come. His Mubarak blessed name will be Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Surah 61, verse number 6. O Ummah, your name is Muhammad, your name is Ahmad. Did you ever contextualize it? When we use these Mubarak names for the Master alayhi salam, what does it mean? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah praise him the most in the entire universe and creation. Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam, praises Almighty Allah Jalla Wala the most. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nami nami ismi grami, the honorable name is mentioned 4 times in the noble Quran and Surah Muhammad chapter 47 dedicated to the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned once in the noble Quran. So Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, he already told his people the final messenger is going to come. Third one. Now listen to this irhas. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's honorable mother, Sayyida Amina, she is already in the state of gestation. She had conceived. Father had passed away of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does she say, O Ummah? وَرَأَتْ أُمِّي أَنَّهُ خَرَجَ مِنْهَا نُورٌ. My mother already saw, before my milad, before my birth, nur, radiance, effulgence emanating from her, and it's already traveling towards Syria, Jordan, Palestine and Lebanon, what we call Sham, the Levant. And the hadith is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad and in Musnad Hakim Ibn Hibban, is authentic hadith. Our message to the world, whether it be France or any other country, the message of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a nurani message, is a message of radiance and effulgence, and this is enshrined in the noble Quran, Surah 14, verse 1, Surah Ibrahim. What will you do when you come to this world, ya Nabi Allah, O Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, litukhrijanna sa min az-zulumati ila an-nur. You take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in and bring them to the nur of Islam. Study the entire Quran Sharif. You won't find the word adiyan. You will find the word deen. The deen of Almighty Allah from Nabi Adam alayhi salam, from time immemorial till Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until the last day, is only Islam. You will never find anwar in the Quran. You will find nur. Because Islam is one and it is radiance. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam's message is a message of effulgence, of nur and radiance. Remember that. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mother experiencing all this. Can you imagine? And she could see what is happening right there in Palestine, Jordan and Syria. So that is the second event. Third event, let us go before. If you know the history of Makkah Mukarramah, you will know in time of Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam that there was the tribe and the people of Jurhum. And you must remember that they gained power, ascendancy after the demise of Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam. And then they were losing power. This is the system of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء. Almighty Allah gives power, authority, sovereignty. Then He snatches it away. He gives honor to whoever He wants. He disgraces, humiliates whoever He wants. That is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So when this Qabila and this tribe of Jurhum realized that they're going to lose power, what they did is they took the remnants and the relics by Makkah Mukarramah around there, and then they dumped everything into the Zamzam well, and they covered the Zamzam well. Nobody even knew where the Zamzam well is. Zamzam well is finished, nobody knows. It started already that time when Ismail, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, was a baby. We all know the incident. And Zamzam does not mean what we learned in madrasa, stop, stop. Madrasa in Zamzam means Al-Ma'ul Kathir. Go read the book of Sheikh Said Baghdash, excellent book, Ma'u Zamzam. Tarikhuhu wa fadailuhu and all that, the virtues of it, the history of it. So nevertheless, we must remember, now Abdul Muttalib, you must remember, he's there resting in the Hatim, there the semicircle, and he sees a dream. This is the grandfather of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was his name, Abdul Muttalib? His name was Shayba. You see the day he was born. Me, I got no hair, you see that. I went to the barber, I said, take everything off. It's very hot, you know. So anyway, the day he was born, Abdul Muttalib, so grey hair, all that was already on him. They said, this baby is Shayba. Shayba means to have greyish, whitish hair. So that is how his name came, Shayba. But then afterwards, they thought that is Abdul Muttalib. So anyway, Abdul Muttalib is resting there in the Hatim. And there he's hearing voices. that Yiba and Tayyiba and all that. So he's wondering, that they're showing him, go there, go there. And he and his son, his eldest son, Harith, they started digging, you must remember, looking, locating the Zamzam. The Quraysh said, no, you can't do that. He said, no, I must do. And lo and behold, when he found the Zamzam, then he said, I am the sole person trustee of this. If you know Makkah Mukarramah, they had various portfolios. People in charge of the water, so that is called Sikaya. People in charge of the food, that is called Rifada. People in charge of the keys of the Baytullah, Kaaba, Musharrafa, that is called Sidana. For you Durban people, North Coast, South Coast, it's easy. The person who has the key of the Baytullah, Kaaba, Musharrafa, his title is Sardin. You know Sardin, Rashu youngsters. You like to catch the sardines. So remember your Sardin, and Sardin of Kaaba is the person who has the keys of the Baytullah, the Banu Shayba family. So cut the story short now. So now he said, I'm in charge. They said, no, we're all going to be in charge. Said, fine. Let us go now to the chief, and then we'll go for court case. Whilst walking, lo and behold, the droplets, see Ummah, irhasun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's grandfather, Abdul Muttalib. Whilst going, the raindrops and the droplets started falling only on Abdul Muttalib, on no one else. They said, we better back off. And we said, yes, Abdul Muttalib, you are in charge of the Zamzam and we will not interfere. Understand Siratul Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Understand Irhasul Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then we go next for number four. So he, Abdul Muttalib, now he knew that he will be the big trustee, the custodian, the mutawalli of the Baytullah, of the Kaaba Musharrafa, one of the greatest honors is given and so forth. So now he makes dua. What dua he makes, my brother? Ya Allah, bless me with 10 sons. And when you bless me with 10 sons, then 1 son I will be sacrificed. You know people, sometimes when they make, our women also, sometimes they make crazy manta, our people call it, you know, they call manta. They say, Ya Allah, if this daughter of mine passes examination, if the son of mine passes, you must remember, examination with 7 A's, for 1 week I won't speak to my husband. So, you're supposed to speak more to your husband. You know, understood? They say, no, I'm tired of him. You know, on the radio we get. So they ask questions. They say, that, will this husband we will be me in Jannah? I said, why? They say, I'm tired of him. I don't want him in Jannah. That is our woman today. And sometimes the husband. Husband is no problem. That you can take 4 years and 70 days also, mashallah. So you got big choice. You must remember this. So sort everything out now in this world here. Nevertheless, he, Abdul Muttalib, said, Ya Allah, give me 10 sons, and then I will sacrifice one of them. Lo and behold, his manta, his nazar, his vow became a reality. Sayyidina Abbas, radiallahu an, is the chacha, kaka of Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Hamza, radiallahu an, Sayyidu Shuhada, so they embrace Islam. So you must remember there were 10 uncles and 6 aunties. 16 children of Abdul Muttalib. Now go on. Now the 10 sons are born. Now what? He has to fulfill his side of the bargain. So now he makes Qura. Qura is that he puts all 10 names. And then they shake it and it takes out the name. Abdullah's name come out. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, honorable father. And he was ahabbuhum ilay, the most beloved, wa ajmaluhum ilay, and the most handsome, and everything, he was the best. He said, but now I have to do this. Now he's taking his son Abdullah, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's honorable father, and I'm going to now sacrifice him. The Quraysh said, no. We must intervene now. This will be a new tradition and custom. People will take a vow and sacrifice. So they said, let's go to the Arrafa, let's go to the lady who's very, very intelligent, and she will tell us what to do. So she said, you do this, that you have 10 camels and you put the name. And you see the name of the camels come out or the name of Abdullah come out. Every time Abdullah's name come out, increase the camels by 10, by 10, by 10. It was a spectacular scene there. For them, it was a stadium. So they had their idols and everything there, 360 idols there in the Baytullah. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. So they all gathering to see what's going to happen. So now, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, honorable father, Abdullah's name is written. The 10 camels are there, meaning they are. So every time it is cast and pulled out, Abdullah's name comes out. Increase 20, 30, 70, 80, 90. Abdul Muttalib was so wealthy, 90 camels already slaughtered. Then one more time, 100. Then it came out, slaughtered 100 camels, and Abdullah's now house and life will be spared. What is the lesson, Ummah? Study the Nasab Sharif. Study the honorable lineage of the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's lineage goes to Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam, and then Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, and then further up to Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam. He is the only Nabi from Banu Ismail. Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam's progeny. The Banu Israel, all of them came from Banu Ishaq. Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam's progeny. So that is why he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one name, O children, learn. This is the fourth one, Irhas. Anabnu Zabihain. I am the son of two people who were supposed to be sacrificed. One was my honorable great-grandfather, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. We all know Eid al-Adha time, the incident is told to us by the ulama. And the other one is who? My honorable father. So his life was also spared, became my father. His rank got elevated. My mother's rank got elevated. So because of this, understand, that is why the Jews, the Christians today, they don't accept Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As far as they were waiting and they were anxiously waiting, because they were 100% sure that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the final Nabi, will come from Nabi Ishaq, Isaac, alayhi salam, peace be upon his progeny. وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ كِتَابٌ مُصَدِّقُ لِمَا مَأَهُمْ وَكَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ يَسْتَفْتِحُونَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مَا أَرَفُوا بِهِ كَفَرُوا بِهِ. So you must remember that when the Quran Sharif came to them, confirming everything, prior to the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these same people used to make dua, Ya Allah, give us victory against the enemy, yastaftihuna ala alladhina kafaru. Give us victory in the wasila, in the barakah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is how they used to make dua, through the wasila of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when the master came sallallahu alaihi wasallam, جاءهم ما عرفوا كفروا بي. They rejected, because now they saw it was not from Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam's progeny, but Nabi Ismail alayhi salam's progeny. You ask any Christian, ask any Jew, Quran speaks of it. يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم في التوراة والإنجيل. I just give you one reference, because you will forget also. In the Bible today, despite notwithstanding all the interpolation, all the addition, all the omission on the radio, I say, you hear in the morning that, mashallah, non-Muslims are phoning and want to know and so forth. We say, ask whatever you want with Allah's help. So I always tell them that your Bible, you got so many versions of it that even the virgins get confused. So you must remember these type of things here. This version and that version, King James version, new version and old version, and how many versions you must remember. So confused that when we challenged the Pope and we told the Pope, you read the Bible for us in the original language, from cover to cover by memory, the answer came, there's no hope for the Pope. So I said this on the air many times, when there's no hope for the Pope, so now he proved it also. So last week you heard what he said. He said, it's not necessary, you must have Adam and Eve, even Adam and Steve is also alright. You saw, last week he did. So the one chap wrote to me and said, Mufti, what you said, 100% right. Now I'm convinced there's no hope for the Pope. Anyway, that's a separate topic. Now I want you, Ummah, listen. Go to the Bible and go open Deuteronomy and go open chapter 33 and go open verse 2. I told you three things. Open Deuteronomy chapter 33 verse 2. What will you find there, O Ummah? You will find there the glory will come from Paran. The glory will come from Faran. In Arabic we say Faran. They translated it as Paran. Go study any of the, go ask the lexicographers, go ask the masters of dictionary, go ask the masters of people who know Tarikhul Ard. Where is Paran? Where is Faran? بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ Subhanallah, Paran, Faran is Makkah Mukarramah. Till today the Bible is saying with all the interpolation, addition, omission, the last and final messenger will come and the glory, the nur, the radiance will come from the valley of Faran, the valley of Paran. Do you see the glory of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So all these are part of the irhasat of Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We gave you about Ashab Efil. We gave you about the nur of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, honorable mother. Thereafter we told you, you must remember about the Paran and so forth. And now let's carry on, you must remember. The others also I mentioned, but let's carry on. There was the Roman Empire and the Persian Empire. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must remember, that told them for the Sahaba in the Battle of Khandaq, the time will come when all these empires, they will crumble. For Sahaba in Battle of Khandaq, when they picked up their kurta, they had one stone. And Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picked up his kurta mubarak, two stones. Sahaba saw this, they should cry. Then on that occasion, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, نَحْنُ نَغْزُوهُمْ وَلَا يَغْزُونَنَا. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Now on, we will wage the offensive war and not the defensive war. But I want you to come back. So prior to the Mubarak Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is there the Iwan-e-Kisra. Now I don't know how many of you ever visited Iran or Iraq. These are things that we saw with our eyes, with Allah's help. Adam in Fadli Rabbi is the grace of Allah. So there you must remember in Iran, Iraq, you must remember all this were under their rule, the Persian Empire. And what they had a place that they would call Shurufa in Arabic. So there were 14 huge towers and they had big balconies there. And there you must remember the Khosrow would sit, the leader of the Persian Empire, and his ministers would sit, and that was where they would have their multilateral meetings and bilateral meetings and so forth. Tomorrow, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Milad Mubarak is going to take place. That night, Laylatul Milad, remember that Zalzala came. It shook the whole Persian Empire's headquarters. And the Iwan of Kisra, their balcony and their place, their palaces, all just started crumbling. They were wondering what happened. So then the person saw the dream. He said, the time is near. We're going to lose power, everything we're going to lose. And remember the 14 is to show 10 years of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina Munawwara. And you must remember 4 years after that. So in time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that you find, if you go read, go and see in Iraq, till today there are signs of the Battle of Qadisiyah, and go see what Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu did. O Ummah, leave all these other things, go read what Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, what his beloved students and companions did, go see what Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas did. أَوَّلُ مَنْ رَمَى سَهْمًا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ I'm the first person to shoot an arrow in the path of Allah. And when you go to Iraq, when you go to Madain, you will see the wall which we saw with our own eyes. And that wall is still there. And to tell you, Kisra's palace was there at that place. And they left it there. So how you must remember, in matter of short period, the whole empire crumbled and fell apart. And this was already shown to them prior to the night before Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam demise took place. Second one. They used to worship, they were Majusis. They used to worship the fire, Zoroastrians, you know. And there were people, Ubbadun Nar, they used to worship the fire. That fire, they had Khadim and Khuddam. They used to burn the fire, you must remember, day and night. That fire, my brothers, was burning for more than 1,000 years. That fire was burning for more than 1,000 years. Tomorrow, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mubarak Milad is going to take place Monday. And that Sunday night, Laylatul Milad, suddenly Khumunun Nar, you find that the fire just got extinguished. They themselves didn't understand. You know, when the sun comes out, what happens to the stars, to the moon and everything else? Everything disappears. I use the sun as an example for you, because we don't want to read Quran. Read Quran and you'll understand the glory, the beauty, the style of the Quran. وَجَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ سِرَاجًا. And Almighty Allah made the sun the siraj. He made it the luster, the radiance and effulgence. But when it came to Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did Almighty Allah say in Surah Ahzab? دَائِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا. Almighty Allah made Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the da'i. Invite the people towards the oneness and uniqueness of Almighty Allah. O Mustafa, Habibuna, Shafi'una, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are not Siraj only, you are Siraj Munira, that you are the radiance, and your nur will continue. See the nur of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's message continuing. No one, France, Europe, America, no one can stop it. That is their aim, that we must contain these Muslims. You go and Google it and see what is the fastest growing religion in America. What is the fastest growing religion, you must remember, in Europe. I've been to various countries. I was in Italy. So I asked them, how come I see all these churches are closed? They say the people are fed up, they don't want to go to church. So I say, what are they doing? You see, some are embracing Islam, some just leave, they don't want to follow any religion. So people are looking for a natural home. And the natural home is the message of the messenger, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if you want to go further into the demographics of it, you will find majority women are embracing Islam. Because they saw in their custom and tradition, the wine, dine and swine is killing them. They want the pure life. They want the chaste life. And only Islam offered them that pure and chaste life. That is Islam, my brothers. Now, while I'm on this topic, let me give you Allama Alusi rahimahullah. You must remember he wrote a wonderful tafsir. It's called Ruhul Ma'ani. In there, the incident is mention of Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq. Our mother, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, they are Siddiqa radiallahu anha, Ummul Mu'mineen. Describe to us Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We never saw the master. You tell us, O Mother Siddiqa, you are the honorable wife. See, she was a master. Kanat muhaddisatan, adibatan, sha'iratan. Go study a history, O women. 2,210 ahadith. A linguist par excellence. A sha'ira, poetess of the highest caliber. So Siddiqa reads and recites, Lana shamsun walil afaqi shamsu. For us there is a sun, S-U-N. وَلِلْآفَاقِ شَمْسُهُ. And on the horizon you find a sun. So S-U-N. لَنَا شَمْسٌ وَلِلْآفَاقِ شَمْسُهُ وَشَمْسُنَا خَيْرٌ مِّن شَمْسِ السَّمَائِ. But our sun is much superior, greater than the sun you find on the horizon. Why? فَإِنَّ الشَّمْسَ طَالِعٌ بَعْدَ الْفَجْرِ. That sun rises when Fajr time expires. Our son, Habibuna Mustafa, this you call Tashbih. She's giving similarity to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who's much greater than the sun and anything else. But to make us understand, وَشَمْسُنَا طَالِعٌ بَعْدَ الْإِشَاءِ. And the nur of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the darkness of the night, you can still see the nur, the radiance and the effulgence of the master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ask your wife to describe me and you. You say he's darkness daytime also. What you say? Ask and see. So I must remember. Anyway, carry on now. So Iraq, Persian Empire, Iran, Persian Empire, they were fire worshippers. And suddenly the fire got extinguished. Now what? So then they investigated, they say, an extraordinary event is going to take place. The greatest nur in creation, and that is Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's arrival is imminent, and that will erase everything else. Yuriduna liyutfi'u nurallahi biafwahihim. Their intention and motive, the enemies of Islam and Muslims, is to extinguish the message of Allah, Islam, the message of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam with their mouths, with their media, with their TV and everything else. Wallahu mutimmu nurihi walau karihal kafirun. Allah jalla wala will the nur of Islam, the nur of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's message, it will permeate, it will enter every house, bi izzi azizin or bi dhulli dhalil. Whether they like it or not, or they hate it, but Islam will enter in there. That is Islam, understand. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is who? Surah 21, verse 107. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent to you, but Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a mercy to the entire universe and creation. Do we understand? So that is the mercy. Take the message of the messenger and show the world. The problem today with the ummah, the micro and the macro, our women, our men, our people, that we think that West is the best and white is right. That's a crime we are committing. We have the best, we have to share it with the rest. And that is where we are failing in our duty. Remember that. Next one. If you go to Iraq, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْإِرَاقِ. Do you know what is Iraq? Iraq in Arabic is called Ardur Rafidatain, the land of the two rivers. 2000 I was there, 2013 I was in Iran. All this with Allah's help and mercy. Adam and Fali Rabbi. If you go that side there, you find the Furat River. And if you go this side here, you find the Dijla, you find the Tigris River. The land between, that is called Iraq. Ardur Rafidatain in Arabic. It is Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam the next day. Lo and behold, the night, the day before. What happens? The Furat River go open, you must remember, Tabarani, go open Dalailun Nubuwa, go open the books on Seer, Abil Bidayah, Wandiya. In various kitabs you will find that the Furat, the Euphrates River, the current of the water was going this direction. Lo and behold, that suddenly the current of the water changed direction and went that way. Subhanallah, how the water changed. Imagine one day you wake up here, the current of the water is changing, gone somewhere else. So they realized that Wahi is no more coming now to the Bani Israel. Wahi stopped. Wahi is going another direction. So the water was a symbol and a sign that Wahi is going now to Banu Ismail, to the master, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Study Islam, there is Buhaira, that there is, you must remember, a lake, and that lake is called Buhaira Sawa. What is it called? Buhaira Sawa. Suddenly, when they went to the lake, the whole lake went inside, and it's buried, no more water. Yesterday you go to a place and you see this water. Next day you go empty, nothing. What happened? So this was to show, what is the word I showed you? Irhas. All these signs, a great incident. The greatest incident, that is our belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The greatest incident to take place was Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It changed the course of history for all time and all places. Understand this. Even Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah spoke of this. So understand the point I'm making, that the water changed current. Their lights and their balconies all fell. Their towers fell. And you must remember, go to Makkah Mukarramah. And you know Makkah? So you must remember, we pronounce the name also wrong, you know. The graveyard is called Mu'alla. What the graveyard is called? Mu'alla, not Mala, Mala. Mala, Mala is means little bit tapsi, you know, in Afrikaans. You know, so we must be pronounce words properly. If you go to the graveyard, it's called Mu'alla, the upper region of Makkah, where your hotels are, all your Zamzam, Hilton, all that. So that is called Misfala, the lower region of Makkah. So Mu'alla, and you must remember, the side is Misfala. The area where the graveyard is, that whole area is called a Hajun. Is Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam going to take place? The jinnats got excited. They were elated and delighted. The jinnats got together. Go and see. Ibn Jawzi has mentioned in Al-Wafa bi Ahwal al-Mustafa. All what I mentioned, if you got Qazi Ayaz, what a scholar he was. Maliki scholar, he wrote the book Al-Shifa bi Ta'rifi Hukma sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you must remember, so the jinnats got busy. So, see, maybe the jinnats got busy here in Jami Masjid. You don't know what's happening there where you're listening. Yes, somebody's cell phone rang. Yes, I asked him the jinn. So, my brothers, sisters in Islam, esteemed listeners, go to Hajun. When you are in Makkah, that is where the graveyard Mu'alla is. Our honorable mother, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, is buried there. And they were ready on the mountains. And they started singing poetry. Who? The jinnats. I gave you the reference, ulama and students. Allama Ibn Jawzi rahimahullah wrote this entire incident in Al-Wafa bi Ahwal al-Mustafa. And what the jinnats is, long poetry, I just read the ending for you. And what he said, that the jinnat said, akrim bi mauludin wa akrim bi walidi. Akrim bi mauludin wa akrim bi walidi. O people, you must honor this child, this baby, Miladun Nabi Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who's going to illuminate the whole world now with his message, his rahmatul alameen, and honor his parents as well. Imagine, jinnat, they already are telling, delighted, and so all these incidents happen prior to the Mubarak birth of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why we don't get tired of speaking of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The Shair, the poet, encapsulated it so well. Ma madahtum. So he said, the Shair, imma ma in madahtu Muhammadan bi maqalati, ma in madahtu Muhammadan bi maqalati. It's not that I am praising Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is getting greater. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was great by Allah jalla wa ala wa rafa'ana laka dhikrak. Allah says, we elevated your name so much, so much, so much, ya Rasulullah. Idha zukirtu zukirta ma'i. When my name is taken, Allah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. You will hear the adhan just now. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. So imagine. So the Shahid, the poet says, Ma in madahtu Muhammadan bi maqalatihi. It's not that my praises for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam are going to elevate the master. Nay, that Allah already did for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But why we speak of the master so much, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Ma in madahtu Muhammadan bi maqalatihi. Lakin mudihat maqalatihi bi Muhammadihi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our speech, our advices, they gain value when we take the Mubarak blessed name, the Nami Nami Isme Grami, the honorable name of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So see, my brothers, how the shuara, the poets, if you only knew Arabic, then you will understand that how they would praise Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my brothers, sisters, I'm coming to the ending and conclusion. So you must remember that each one of you have to do 4 or 5 things. Number one, whichever language you know Arabic, there are so many books written, start reading. Siratul Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and not what you learned in madrasa only. Learn from the great, great books. In any language, English and Urdu, Arabic, French, whatever you know, so read. Number one. Number two, that every day, insha'Allah, we will learn a sunnah of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Surah 3, verse 31. And you youngsters, your father, grandfather, now they're tired and retired, but now you must do, okay? So what are you going to do? Mawlana is here, you got other big, big Olana, Mufti Talha, mashallah. So you saw how beautiful he read. So go sit in the company. Yeah, in your stanga, Hazrat Sheikh Maulana Zakariya Nawarallah Marqadahu came. 1981, who can forget that Ramadan, the last Ramadan of Hazrat Sheikh. First Shaban, 1982, he passed away in Madinah Munawwara. Then in the past few months in that, you lost Hazrat Maulana Tutla Sahib, Hazrat Maulana Padia Sahib, our Hazrat Maulana Pando Sahib. So Allah Jalla Wala grant all of them Jannatul Firdaus. Tomorrow we have to go. So look at the legacy they left behind. Half of you studied by them, or most of you studied. So at least sometime in your life, read 2 rakat salat for them. Read 1 yaseen for them. Ya Allah, grant them all Jannatul Firdaus. So that is what we have to do. So I was telling you, my brothers, you must remember that what must we do now in the conclusion. So every day read a sunnah. I want to teach you something, you call this philology. What is the meaning of philology? Surah 3 verse 31. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni. If you really love Almighty Allah, then follow me, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately. So how are we going to do that? We need to analyze the word ittiba. You have a cow, and that cow is called Baqarah. When that cow gives birth to the calf, that calf is called Tabi'ah. So when you analyze, some of you got farms here, I'm sure. So when you analyze that calf, it will follow its mother in every place, walking, sleeping, resting. So we have to imitate, emulate Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam day and night. Occasions of joy and happiness, occasions of sadness and grief. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our uswa hasana and qudwa. So the best role model for humanity and posterity. So two. Never compromise on the teaching of Mustafa, of Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We must love, we must honor the Master alayhi wa sallam. Whether it's France, whether it's who. Our message to you is this. This is not the first time, it won't be the last time. There were people in time of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, what they said. Abu Jahl, the shaitan, he said, after Ab Qasim passed away, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beloved son in his infancy, Abdullah passed away, all buried in Makkah with their mother there, Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha. So he, Abu Jahl, naqal kufr, kufr nabashir. So naqlul kufri laysa bi kafiri. I'm telling you what he said, Abu Jahl the shaitan. He told Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you abtar, nobody will know you. You got no sons. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Allah jalla wala gave a message for long, for life, till day of qiyamah. Inna shani'aka huwal abtar, inna mubaghidaka huwal aqta. There's a tafsir in Arabic. The one who hates you, Ya Rasulullah. The one who hates your message, Ya Nabi Allah. Who will abtar. Allah will crush him. Allah will decimate him. My brothers, we can never allow any government, any person to touch the honor of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And all of you know the surah. So learn the meaning of the surah as well. And the last 2 minutes I got, inshallah. So we have other programs and so. We thank our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, the whole capital group. And we thank our radio stations, mashallah, Radio Ansar, Haji Muhammad Yusuf and Afi Shabir Basha, our brother Faisal Asmal, my brother Dawood Munli, Maulana Mamusaji, mashallah. And my host, I can't forget him, our brother Naseem Timol and Muhammad Salim Asmal, mashallah. And my brother, I want to meet you, Imtiaz Mangera, Haji Imtiaz, they all would mean Hajj. I want to see you after Isha. So mashallah, all you brothers, that inshallah, we thank all of you. We can't take everybody's name now, but whose name I remembered, mashallah. Allah Jalla Wala reward all of you. And may all, and my brother Tobela is there in our studios there. So my brothers, my message to you is this. Ask Allah, and I'm going to make this dua now. A 1 minute dua we make. Short dua your like, so we make short dua. So, Ya Allah, grant us your love. Grant us the love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Grant us the love of the family of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And grant us the love of Ashabun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The love of the companions of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب رسولك وحب أهل البيت وحب أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين العالمين. قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي: إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.